Alyssa Milano, Trump's New Year's resolution should be to stop adding to the stigma of mental illness. By BenQ on December 30, 2019. Far-left actress Alyssa Milano has urged President Donald Trump to set himself a New Year's resolution of not adding to the stigma of mental illness. Posting on Twitter, Milano explained that Trump's use of words such as crazy or lost his mind made life uncomfortable for the tens of millions of Americans who suffer from mental illnesses. Hey, at real Donald Trump, maybe your New Year's resolution should be to stop adding to the stigma of mental illness and not use terms in your tweets like, crazy or lost his mind, she wrote. The 44 million of us who suffer sure would appreciate it. Trump has indeed described various people as crazy, most of whom have declared themselves fierce opponents of his presidency. Some of those people include MSNBC host Lawrence O'Donnell, actor former Governor of California Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. Meanwhile, Milano has previously opened up about her struggles with mental illness. Appearing The View last year, she admitted to being overwhelmed following the birth of her son Milo. "I have a mental illness," Milano said. "I'm going to say it just like that because I feel like there is such a stigma around mental illness. I want people to know that if you have anxiety, depression, whatever your mental illness may be, you are not alone." Although not an official health disorder, Milano appears to be one of the many celebrities suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. The syndrome is broadly defined as displaying irrational thinking or behavior in response to his presidency while showing little regard for his actual political positions and policy. Earlier this month, Milano even complained about how it was fucking upsetting how she felt obliged to prevent her 8-year-old son from hearing Trump speak as it was inappropriate. "I just had to chase my 8-year-old son out of the room while the news was playing the Trump Lisa speech," she said at the time. "It's fucking upsetting that I can't allow my son to listen to our president because our president is inappropriate, misogynistic and unpresidential. So unfair to parents." Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q. Or email him at q@breitbart.com.